שלום, אנחנו לומדים מתוך הספר תלמוד.
We are reading from the study of the Ten Sefirot, part 6, on page 400 in Hebrew. Item 8, the words of Dari. You can get into our site, kab.tv. Send us your questions. Selected questions will be heard in the course of the lesson. Again, תלמוד עשר הספירות, page 400 in Hebrew. Item 8, the words of Dari. The learned one shall understand and will conclude one thing from another. How in all the olamot, the ne'etzalim, that shine in the olam below them, are always bechinat lor haf de tiferet and nehi. It is so because we found how half of Tiferet and Nehi de Zeranpin shine in its nukva. Nehi de Arichanpin and Abba v'Ima shine for Zeranpin. And Nehi de Atik Yomin to Arichanpin. Also, this Tiferet and that Nehi de Ak shine to Atik Yomin and to the entire Olam Atzilut, as will be explained. Furthermore, you shall see that the tzimtzum, the restriction, is necessary for every elicitation of Orot to emanate them. It shall be clarified how Arich Anpin II restricted its Orot Nehi to emanate Zer Anpin and its Nukva later in its place.
Okay, we're not studying it now. What he wants to say is that the lower one always clothes the half of the body or the gufa of the upper one, and the tiferet of the upper one is the keter of the lower one. That's where he suckles from. And that will all take place in the world of Atzilut, but he's just mentioning it. Item 9.
Thus, after he restricted himself, he placed one parsa in the middle of its guf, inside its place of tabu, to separate between the two. This is the meaning of the verse, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. It is also mentioned in Zohar, Bereshit, there is one membrane in the middle of one's intestines. It stops from above downward, draws from above, and gives below. Then the entire Or remains above this parsa, and it is there squeezed tightly. Then it breaches this parsa and comes down to shine in the rest of the guf from tabu down.
Again,
item 9. Thus, after he restricted himself, he placed one parsa in the middle of its guf, inside its place of tabu, to separate between the two.
Meaning, we have don't know what's going on here. Okay, so what are we talking about? Quickly. World of Adam Kadmon, Ab, Sag, Nekudot of Sag. They go down, they mix with Nehi of Ak, receive Bchinat Dalet, and consequently restrict themselves up to the Chazeh, Tiferet, of Nekudot of Sag. Then this new boundary is called Parsa. Yes? And this is the meaning? Meaning what's above Parsa and what's below Parsa. It is also mentioned in the Zohar, there is one membrane in the middle of one's intestines, it stops from above downward, draws from above and gives below. Meaning, Parsa has many roles. It stops the Partsuf in the middle, it lets the Rishimo, the lights, the forces, the vessels pass from above down. In short, it has a very important role.
Then the entire O remains above this pasa and is there squeezed tightly. Then it breaches this pasa and comes down to shine in the rest of the goof from tabu down.
Meaning, there is such a thing. He's talking about the shattering of the vessels in the world of Nekudim, that the whole, all of the light, because of the second restriction, Tzimtzum Bet, departed from here, below, from in the Tanhim of Nekudot of Sag, the light departed upwards. There's a, it's squeezed there, it's very narrow. And then, through a special action, there was a raising of man to Sag. And then all of this light came down, all the way down to Siyum, below the Parsa, shattered the Parsa, and then we had the shattering of the vessels. That's what he's saying. Down below, Opnimi.
Inner line, Opnimi, Adam 9. He placed one pasa in the middle of its goof, etc., draws from above and gives below. Pasa means the ending of the masach of the patsuf, like the toes of the raglaim, legs, which are the siyum of the patsuf. The difference is in the values of the pnimiut and the chitzoniut, internality and externality. The parsa is the bechinat siyum for the chitzoniut of the parzuf as well. The toes is also the ending for the chitzoniut of the parzuf. This parsa was made after the zivug elyon, upper zivug, performed in Nikve Einayim. It means that the place of the Zivug ascended from the place of the Peh, being Malchut de Rosh, to the place of Nikve Einayim, which is the Chochmah de Rosh. In that state, the ten Sefirot of the Rosh were divided into 2 degrees, Rosh and Guf, with a great distance between them. As in the Rosh, there are as yet no kelim and actual hitlapshut, clothing. This is so because the Or Chozer, reflected light, operates there from below upward, not from above downward, which means hitlapshut. Malchut of the Rosh expanded into 10 sefirot from her and within her by the force of the zivug performed in the masach in her. And then, the Or clothed in her from above downward, meaning in complete hitlapshut, complete clothing. Now, the place of the Masach and the Zivug rose to Nikve Einayim, which is Chochmah de Rosh. Consequently, the Or Chozer ascends, close the Or Yashar from Chochmah up to Keter, and Malchut in that Chochmah is then found to expand with the Or Yashar, direct light in her, from above downward to the 3 Sefirot, Bina and Zon de Rosh. This Bina, Zeranpin, and Malchut, called Achap, then become Bechinot Sefirot, the Guf, meaning vessels of reception for that Or that stems from the Zivug in Nikve Einayim. Thus, a whole Partsuf, Rosh and Guf, was made here of 10 Sefirot of a single Rosh, where only the Galgalta Ve'enayim remained in it as Rosh. And the Ozen, Chot, and Peh that were in it became Bechinat Guf to that Rosh.
Okay. Questions? What is he saying?
Okay.
I had a Rosh. 10 Sfirot. In the Rosh, head, there was Zivug Daka, coupling and striking, and everything that exists in the Rosh expands into the Guf, the body. 10 Sfirot. Whatever was decided upon in the Rosh. Now it's something else. I don't have the force of the screen. Here is the screen. I don't have the strength, the force of the string to make a zivug de'akak and decides how much it takes from 10 sfirot of Rosh to 10 sfirot of Guf. This is here a decision, the thought, and here this is the action. So what's happening? A desire. This is a desire, and here it's an intention. Now I know, just like in that restaurant, I have money only for half of yesterday's meal. So what do? I restrict myself up to the height of how much money I have, and this is in Tiferet of Rosh. I make a zivug daka, coupling and striking. I make a calculation how much I can, and then I receive in 10 sfirot of Guf, but a new one, down to Tiferet of Guf. So here, this little one is the Rosh, and this is the little Guf. Katnut, the place where I made the zivug is called Nikve Enayim. And this pratsuf is called Katnut, smallness. I use part of the Rosh and part of the Guf. Questions? Only on that. Only on this. Quickly.
So where is the zivug, in Tiferet or in Nikve Enayim?
Zivug tanit b'malchut.
The zivug is always in Malchut, always in the Malchut. But the level of Malchut, where it stands, Malchut always stands. If it's Tzimtzum Bet, second restriction, we call it Nikve Enayim. But Nikve Enayim of Aleph of Aviyut, Shorosh, Bet of Aviyut, Shorosh of Aviyut, that depends on different things. But it's always vessels of bestowal. And that's why it's called Nikve Enayim. Galgalta Venam, I'm sorry.
So this is the connection between Rosh and Guf. If we make a zivug in Nikve Enayim,
I make a zivug in the Rosh on vessels of bestowal only, and only the vessels of bestowal receive the light from there to the Guf. That's it. Meaning, I decide that today I'm ordering in the same restaurant only a piece of fish with some juice. Yesterday I had what? Steak.
It's a bit confusing. In the Rosh, there is only Nikve Enayim, something small, and in the Guf, it's Tiferet, up to half of Tiferet.
No, those are just signs. It's always only the vessels of bestowal, Galgalta Ve'enayim, in the Rosh, and Galgalta Ve'enayim in the Guf. Minirkeden Chochma Bina. Up to the middle of Bina in the Rosh. And also Keter Chochma Bina until the middle of Bina in the Guf. That's it. Zeron, Pin, and Malchut are vessels of reception. You can't receive in them because it's a receiving in order to bestow. And here it's Katnut. This is bestow in order to bestow. Only vessels of bestow. Nefesh Ruach. Neshama Chaya Yechida, those are already, they already require vessels of reception, meaning they receive in order to bestow. Mat Mois.
Good morning, Rav, dear friends, worldly. I have a question here. Excellent explanations, but I'm still a bit confused. Probably I can't understand it. That describes the building of the olamot or of the souls? Of the soul.
For the time being, it's the system of the worlds. How the upper light influences the general will to receive. And then inside the general will, it comes out of its hiding. You don't even know where. It's such a point that it's disconnected from the Creator to such an extent that it can be independent.
When exactly do we begin to study the building of the Neshamot? Because it is so tangible that it seems that it concerns us, although it talks about the system.
Yes.
So when in test do we start studying about the building of the souls?
That we will learn those worlds on their own and will understand how the soul exists in them. And from time to time they speak about it as well. But the most important is it's in part 15, 16, a little bit.
Another question, if I may. When we learn this, many times there's the feeling that this is what is happening to me, to the ten. Can it be? Or am I just
it's an imagination, but let it be so. Why not?
You mentioned that the Masach, our whole life revolve around this Masach. So I want to understand what this Masach, because as you mentioned, there's the upper half is the intention and the lower half is the desire. So what is this Masach? What it is comprised of? This is what you drew here.
No, mister, forget everything.
I forgot.
That's not a problem. Listen. Desires in which I want to decide something are called shed. Desires in which I want to later actualize the decision is called the goof, body. That's the difference. How do I decide? According to how much I'm able to be above my will to receive. Yeah? That's why I'm performing a restriction here on all of my will to receive. That's the first restriction. Masach, the screen. And I begin to examine myself. What does the host demand of me, and how can I help by myself in order to be similar to the host? Meaning, how can we create a compromise? What does he want from me, and what do I want to do for him? He wants from me to receive 100%. But by that, he's seemingly tricking me on the one hand. On the other hand, he prepared such things to me that I can get along with him by simply rejecting them and receiving only in order to bestow. This is everything that we need to talk about, that everything comes from the Creator. There is none else besides him. And then I understand how to correctly relate to creation. It all comes from him. Now, if it all comes from him, I need to receive everything or bestow everything, or I don't know what to do. And then I do a calculation. And the calculation is always using the force of overcoming the will to receive. I have a desire that pulls me down, and there's a force of overcoming by which I try to activate it up above. And then I make this calculation. So what is the Masach, Pederosh, and so on? It's all calculations. And then according to the calculation, I receive inside the goof, the body. The calculation can be on the entire 10 sefirot. If I have 5 desires to actualize, but if I don't have desires to receive, that I receive in order to bestow, but I only have desires to bestow in order to bestow, then that's what I do. And bestowing in order to bestow is called katnut, smallness. And then I can do it. And when I fill myself all the way to the level of mashpia, balmanat lashpia, bestow in order to bestow, this place is called parsa. That's it. And here below is the will to receive. The will to receive.
Where is this Aaron Masach, Duke? You keep talking about that we have to go through the gate of tears.
That's here.
Where is this gate you talk about? It confuses me, really.
What will you have to go through? Yeah. We have to go through the screen here. Place it. So it would be an iron barrier, an iron curtain between the intention and the action. Where is it? What do you mean here? I can draw anything.
Masach, fine, but where is this Aaron Masach you talk about? How is it created? Where?
It's created in the heart.
But how can I cross it? Where is it in this drawing?
Here, in Pervosh, if you place it there.
And what do I have to do in order to cross this iron masach?
When you make a calculation, how much you can be above it.
And then it decides when yes and when no?
Yes.
It was created in creation itself, or do we create it?
No, you establish it because you feel that you have a desire to receive, and you want to receive this upper force. You want to receive the upper force that would give you a force of resistance, a desire to bestow, and then you build the screen, the masach, and it works. When do you feel it? When you feel that you're unable to get along, you're putting yourself in such states from which there's no other choice but to need the Creator to help you. But it's in the work in the group, not in the middle of the street.
This is what you're trying to do with the tents, to confuse us, toss us around so that we'll start shaking, and then we will be able to cross this machzom, this iron partition.
Yes, that's what Moses did with Israel.
And people resist it?
Of course they resist it. Who loved Moses out of all of the people of Israel?
But you keep proving us that this is the only way.
So what? He says they won't believe me.
Shalom, Rav.
Shalom.
Hello, Rav.
Hello. You lost a lot of weight. What happened to you?
I have a special diet.
Physical, not emotional.
Both, actually. Nikve Naim is revealed, if I'm not mistaken, in such a weird of youth, of Dalet of Ovyut and Bet of Itlapshut, 4x2.
Doesn't matter which place and which level of Ovyut. Nikve Naim symbolizes the boundary between vessels of bestowal and vessels of reception in the Patsuf, because everything is a vessel of reception. There is no vessel of bestowal. It's a contradiction. Rather, it signifies the boundary, how much I can be in my desires in bestowing in order to bestow or receive in order to bestow. The aviut, the coarseness, determines if I have the aviut shorish or aleph and that's it, then I'm in galgalta v'naim. I use the will to receive in a level called galgalta v'naim. If I'm in aviut gimel and daled, bet gimel and daled, then I'm in the Ahab, vessels of reception in order to bestow.
But what exactly is the difference between Nukva of Nekudot de Sag, which is revealed, upon which he builds the Rosh, the Masach, to the Nukva of Ab.
Because Nukva of Sag, or Nukva of Sag, when it returns to Sag, it is mixed with Bchina Dalet. That's why it makes a calculation. What should I do next? Because I was added Bchina Dalet, vessels of reception, a will to receive. Before, I was only Sag, bestow, only bestow. I go anywhere I want. Now I need to get to any place. They won't let me. Show me the card. Show me your bank account. How are you paying? I want to receive the light of Chochmah, Bchina Dalet, but I have a screen of Bchina Bet. There's nothing. Even Bchina Aleph after the purification. So what can I do? Bestow less than what's possible. In spirituality, if you add an ounce, it's like a whole world. It means that you're in bestow, you're above the machsom, the barrier. So the Partsuf goes for it. And he makes a calculation on the katnut, meaning without vessels of reception, he restricts Bchina Dalet, and he makes a calculation only on the Rishimot, Bet Aleph, Mitzumtzamim, restricted Rishimot. And that's it. And he receives down to Parsa. This is the Katnut of the world of Nukudim.
This Partsuf, the beginning of this Partsuf, the Rosh of this Partsuf, does exactly the same actions that Galgalta Einaim did. He also starts the letter with, he restricted himself, and then he builds a Masach. So it sounds as if
there's no difference. There's only difference in the how many vessels he's using. That's it. I'm restricting my stomach in advance, and I say I'm receiving up to here. In those vessels that I have, I'm going to receive some parsley, some bread, and some juice. That's it. I can use them in order to bestow. But it's not called reception. These lights are so small compared to my will to receive. And this is called a small partsuf.
So where is the mistake here?
There's no mistake. My ability to bestow.
But still, he receives the Aviyut of Bechina Dalet and falls.
What Aviyut of Bechina Dalet? I restrict it.
But there's the shattering of the vessels as a result of it.
What have you done all those months that you're not here?
I deepened my confusion.
Let's continue. It will be clarified.
Good morning. Where man starts rising, and this whole system, is it in order to raise man?
Yes. Here, when Bchina Dalet came to the screen, to Parsa, by that, the participation of Bchina Bet and Dalet was concluded. Bet is here, Dalet is here. Then man, you see, these Roshimo go up, and this is called man. Mei Nukvin. Maim, water is Bina. Nukvin is Malchut. These two discernments, these two Roshimo, rise together to Rosh of Sag and demand a decision, an action, and a fulfillment. Okay.
He writes here that 10 Sefirot of Rosh divides into 2 degrees, Rosh and Guf, and there's a great distance between them. What does it mean there's a great distance between them?
Rosh had his decision, Guf, but his realization, actualization.
But why does he mention that there's a great distance between them?
Because the Guf has nothing. Look, if everything is arranged correctly, whatever is in the Rosh expands in the Guf. And only if there's a mistake in the Osh, then there's a malfunction in the Guf. Like with us.
Yosef from Afula is asking, why the Masach is under the Rosh? Isn't it supposed to be above the Rosh instead of below the Rosh?
What will it do above the Rosh? Rosh is 10 Sefirot. Look, this is very simple. We have 10 Sefirot. We have 10 Sefirot only. 10 Sefirot. Desire. In this desire, I'm saying, hold on, I'm not using this desire. Where am I saying that I'm not using it? It's Malchut. Before Malchut, I don't feel what's happening. The restriction is in Malchut. Then I say, above the restriction, how much can I receive in order to bestow? I have nothing to give. I'm not a provider of bestow. As a created being, I have only one thing, receiving in order to bestow to Him. So what do I do? How will I do it? So I'm checking how much the Creator wants to give to me according to what I understand in my 10 Sefirot. And then accordingly, how much I can return to Him by receiving. So then I have a desire that I'm checking, and there's the measurement of the 10 Sefirot that the Creator is bestowing to me, and then the desire and the 10 Sefirot, I make a calculation here, after the restriction. What am I doing? How much am I capable of doing? Then this calculation, with the desire, with the restriction, and everything the Creator is giving, meaning this is my 10 Sefirot, Havaya. This is Havaya. Then I make a calculation, and then this calculation is called Rosh. After I did it, I must do it. So these 10 Sefirot that I had in the Rosh, I take them and I receive in them according to what I decided in the calculation, and it becomes actuality, practice. That's why it's called Guf. But it's the same 10 Sefirot. Clear? Then I divided the Rosh into several parts and the Guf to several parts. Rosh, Toch, Sof, and so on. But it's always 10 Sefirot. But the use of them is in the thought and then in the action. Is that clear? Just quickly, half a minute.
The goof, all the desires in the goof, the moment the Rosh made the decision, so all the desires in the goof received the division that the Rosh determines?
The Rosh decides everything that will be in the body.
But the whole goof, not that the part of the goof remains with...
That's what the Rosh will decide. I don't know. Whatever it decides. You have both. And we'll go to the next part.
And before we do, let's sing a song together.
פותח את ליבי נותן למחשבה לסדוק עוד סדק בתוכי ולכל סדק שנפתח נכנסת אהבה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה היא ממלאת את החלל אני מחויב לי דאגה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שמעון הלב כולם יוצאים להתקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה לילה 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 la 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 la
שמסתתר ממני ואין עוד שום דבר ממך שלא מורגש אצלי בתפילת רבים כולנו יחד בשמחה ובחיבור הניזוצות נדליק את הלהבה ובחיבור הניזוצות נדליק את הלהבה עמוק עמוק בפנים אני מרגיש את הקבוצה מתוך שברון הלב כולם יוצאים להקפה וכך זה מתגלה לי טיפה אחר טיפה שאהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים היא התרופה היחידה אהבת החברים